brought to you by Penguin.
The Language Game. How improvisation created language and changed the world. Written by Morten H. Christiansen and Nick Chater. Read by Peter Nogi. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of the figures referenced in the audio. To our families. Preface. The accidental invention that changed the world. Language is essential to what it means to be human, yet we rarely give it a second thought. We discover just how central it is to every aspect of our lives only when it fails us, whether in a foreign city or following a stroke. Imagine the cataclysmic impact of a mystery virus that deprives us of language. Modern civilization would rapidly give way to anarchy. Citizens would be lost in an informational vacuum, unable to coordinate, bargain, or reason with each other. Or consider an evolutionary scenario in which our ancestors never developed language. Without the ability to easily transmit information and skills from person to person, to share ideas, form plans, or make promises, it is hard to imagine we could have developed the cultural and technological sophistication of contemporary hunter-gatherers, let alone more complex societies. Having a large human-like brain is not enough. We need look no further than our nearest primate cousins, the bonobos, chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans, for an idea of how limited our society would be without language. The gulf between ape communities and human society in the areas of culture and technology may not result only from language, but as we will hear, the human invention of language is probably the key factor from which most of the other differences flow. Even though language is deeply rooted in everything we do, it is profoundly puzzling. How can mere noises or gestures convey meaning at all? What are the patterns in the sounds, words, and meanings of which language is composed, and where do they come from? Why is understanding how a language works such an immense challenge for armies of professional language scientists when each new generation of children can easily master their native tongue by the age of 4? What is it about the human brain that makes language possible? Why don't we all speak the same language? Why can't chimps talk? Can machines understand language? Progress toward answering these and many other questions has been blocked by the fundamental misconception that the rough and tumble of everyday language is a pale shadow of an ideal language, where words have clear meanings and are put together following well-defined grammatical rules. But this traditional story has things exactly backward. Real languages are not slightly mangled variants of a purer, more orderly linguistic system. Instead, actual language is always a matter of improvisation, of finding an effective way to meet the communicative demands of the moment. Humans are playful, metaphorical, creative communicators whose words only gradually come to have more stable meanings. And the relatively stable regularities of grammar are not the starting point. They are the result of countless generations of communicative interaction through which linguistic patterns become ever more entrenched. We shall hear that the apparent impurity, disorder, and ill-discipline of contemporary speech does not represent a ragged instantiation of some perfect ideal. Instead, the bricolage of language.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?